Out with one division rival and in with another, the St. Louis Cardinals are next up on the Brewers' homestand with a three-game series beginning tomorrow. Bob Uecker is back in the booth to begin our coverage at 6:05, sponsored by Catholic Financial Life. Steven Eriks, Graffiti, and Bill Stead, the 4-1. Number three, Scaramucci out at the White House. We just talked about Priebus being ousted over the end of last week and over the weekend. Startling, stunning news, lasted about 3 weeks. Well, no better person to ask about that is our own Brian Fraley, Edge Messaging. I say our own because he's been on the show a lot, but I gotta hear Brian's take on the fact that your communications director in the White House serves 3 weeks essentially, and now he's gone. Brian, welcome.
Hello. Who left the White House today? Which one are we talking about?
You need some sort of a guidebook to understand what's going on with personnel in the White House. What is happening, Brian?
Hang on a second. Not Flynn. Okay, not Spicer. Scaramucci. Okay, yeah. Well, first of all, I think the guy's going to probably stay on the federal payroll. I think he needed to take this position to avoid some capital gains tax that'll come out more flushed out over time. But he came and said some just incredibly disgusting things that we can't even talk about on air because this is a family radio station, about some people within the White House, including our own Ryan Priebus. And then he blamed a reporter for reporting it. He said these things to a reporter. He was the communications director and apparently didn't understand the difference between being on and off the record. Something I learned when I was 23 years old, starting in communications. The people are all replaceable on here. The problem starts with the president. The hope is that General Kelly will right the ship, right? But it wasn't originally the hope that Ryan Priebus would bring some adult supervision to the situation, and there wasn't the hope that Scaramucci would come in and professionalize the communications that was under disarray under Spicer, and wasn't the whole. I mean, the bottom line is you are a reflection of the top, and the top is Trump.
Is it possible that Kelly came in this morning and said, you know what, he's got to go?
Well, I think it was contingent on him taking the job.
Oh, okay, all right.
Look, no one's going to work in the White House unless they report directly to me, and I want to have the ability to get rid of this guy. And if I can't do that, I won't take the job. If I can, I'll take it. I mean, that's pretty clear that's how that worked. I mean, who knows how they will try to spin it? As a conservative who wants the conservative agenda to pass, this turmoil. You know, I'm not a Trump fan, right? But this turmoil jeopardizes the ability of the White House to lead. As an executive branch, that's troubling. As a communications professional and someone who's been in politics for a long time, this circus is unbelievable. And even you look at the message discipline problems coming out of this White House on the Obamacare repeal. At one hand, it was, okay, let Obamacare fail, and we'll come back and replace it sometime, down the road. Then today, Trump is tweeting, get back here. Don't go on your summer. Don't go on your August recess and repeal Obamacare now and replace it with something else right away. There's no continuity. There's no discipline, and it's amateur hour, really. So even people who truly support the president and are part of this populist surge have got to be scratching their heads and being disappointed about this. I would not expect this to change just because General Kelly is now chief of staff.
So you don't see you have a new chief of staff. You're going to have a new communications director. Is this just the world that we live in with this president? Or at some point, will even Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, realize, I'm not going to get anything done if this circus, as the word you used, and frankly a lot of people use, if this doesn't get fixed, we're not going to get anything done. Does he make that realization at any point in the future?
For the last 2 years, which is the extent of Trump's political career, people are saying eventually Trump will change. Eventually Trump will stop being Trump. This person will control it. This person will change it. Remember how many different campaign managers he went through. He thrives on chaos. He likes to have the people underneath him kind of battle for his attention. It's a character and personality flaw, I believe, and has far bigger implications when you're talking about the leader of the free world than, the host of The Apprentice.
You wonder who might take that role next. I don't know, it's so early now with this breaking news that there's no names out there yet. Any idea who might be a logical choice to fill that role, because, which is a really important role within the White House? And the fact that Scaramucci lasted 3 weeks, frankly, probably doesn't entice a lot of people to want to take that job.
You know, Bill Shein, who left Fox News and was kind of overseeing a lot of their news division there, I wouldn't be surprised if we hear his name bantied about. And the bottom line, whether it was Sean Spicer or Scaramucci and any of these guys in the comms role or Lewandowski back during the campaign, the rule of thumb in political operations and if you're a staffer and you're a story, you have failed your boss. It's not supposed to be about you. It's supposed to be about the boss.
But we see this constant stream of people working for President Donald Trump that are the story and, frankly, have taken away from whatever he's trying to accomplish. And at some point, he may have lost them already. The GOP is going to be in Congress or wherever are going to say, we can't work with you given this environment. Are we at that point?
No, I don't think we're at that point. I mean, their futures, the people who have backed Trump, their futures are tied to him, so they have to continue this. And that includes Republican leadership in both houses of Congress. Their ability to pass this agenda is dependent on involvement of an organized and effective executive branch. Whether they like it or not, they have to work through it. I think what we're more likely to see is Trump just blame everybody else, including Republicans, for his failure. And I could see Trump becoming more of an independent and less of a Republican and chastising and ripping on both parties rather than working along with them.
And there's folks that thought that would happen a long time ago. So that's Politics 2017. Thank you, Brian Fraley, president of Edge Messaging, for joining us, talking about that breaking news.
I'll be available at 2:45
if something else happens. Thank you, Brian.
See ya.